The David Foster Foundation each year hosts a miracle gala that brings together the biggest names in Hollywood to raise awareness on helping families who have children that need an organ donation. We spoke with the CEO of the David Foster Foundation, Michael Ravenhill, and his wife, Cassandra, on how important it is for young people today to sign that donor card.
The youth of today is what changes the future. So we need to impact and we need to be there and support the youth, because the youth is what's going to make us stronger as a country and as a nation and globally. So it's the youth that hopefully will help us get us to where we need to be.
And we're doing this cause for the youth. Because our cause is for children, it's children supporting children, families supporting families. It's the youth of the day today that's going to make the difference tomorrow, and that's what we want young people to know. It's as important for them to step up, get involved, be a voice, and be educated on what it means to be an organ donor.
Greg Sorofsky, president and CEO of WestJet, was receiving the National Business Leader of the Year. He told us what makes a great leader.
Well, I think it's humility. It's the ability to roll up your sleeves and contribute like everybody else. I was here this morning and I was performing some tasks and people said, "I can't believe you're doing it." I said, "I put on my pants the same way," right? And so it's having a big heart and caring. And I get to do that in spades with the David Foster Foundation. It's wonderful.
Simon Keith, the first professional athlete in the world to play a sport after undergoing a heart transplant, told us about the moments after receiving the call.
Life-changing, it's dramatic, and it's a life-saving operation, so it's not a date that you forget, that's for sure. And through the grace of this gift, people are alive today.
For At Humber, I'm Kylie Wynn on 96.9 Radio Humber.